Again, not connected yet. Waiting for it to connect. Here we go. Okay. You now see it lights up pink. Okay? And so when I click on the transfer conference button, there's going to be several items to look at here. The first thing you want to do is the consult at a checkbox. And again, just for reference, I'm over here, save notes with commit, click on transfer conference button, check on consultative. Okay, so that's what we did. I clicked on the commit button, I went to transfer conference, and I clicked on consultative. Okay, cool. What consultative does means, it means I want to transfer calls within the revenue department. If you take this off, you will not be able to transfer successfully to your closer. Okay. This is used as a later date for when you're transferring between departments like operations, customer service, where you will uncheck it. But for now, just as a rule of thumb, you always want to make sure this is checked before you ever transfer over a call. Okay? Must be checked. Right? The second thing you're going to do here is you're going to enter the extension in the number to call field. Okay? How do you get this extension, you ask? Well, when you click the TO button, the closers are instructed that within 30 seconds, you will receive a response with an extension number. And that's why in your script, you have it up here where you can say, great, I'm sure you consider moving forward, right? Yes. Then you click TO. Now that timer starts. Then you keep going with your script. Perfect. You're going to love this. I want to get all your questions addressed. One moment, please. At this point, that's when I would mute my line or stop talking, open up transfer conference box, click on consultative, and now I'm waiting for the extension, right? Once the extension populates in the box, I then put it in here, whatever it may be. Let's say it was 263. And now I go back and I introduce my closer. Great. Let me grab my director. If I have the name, even better. Great. Let me grab my director, Andrew, to get to the details and the pricing on the position. One moment, please. And then I'm going to click Dial with Customer. What Dial with Customer does is it means I, the opener, am going to dial the closer with the customer next to me. So both the opener and me, both the opener and the closer are going to call the closer together. The opener and the prospect are going to call the closer together. Once the closer picks up, you will hear the closer say, oh, thanks for calling. Thank you so much for the transfer. Oh, nice to meet you. My name's Andrew. Whatever. And once they start the intro, that's when you click leave three-way call. Leave three-way call meaning I, the opener, am going to step out of the phone call and allow the prospect and the closer to speak. Right? So just to go through this again, four steps. Consult at a checkbox, extension, dial with customer. Once I hear the closer, leave through a call. Okay? That's the four steps you need. Outside of these four steps, the two items you need to be mindful of is commit to save notes and introducing a closer before you click the dial with customer button. Okay? So the full spectrum is, great, ready to transfer? One moment, commit, transfer conference, consultative, extension number. Great, one moment while I get to my director. Dial with customer. Here, director, leave through a call. Okay, and again, guys, this is all written out for you here in the VCDoc Word. But again, we will do mock training and calls of it right here in a few moments here, just to sort of get used to it and the style of it and the feel of it, okay? Cool. A couple things to be mindful of. Hang up both lines, giant red button. It's right next to the leave through a call button. A lot of new agents accidentally hit this button because it says hang up, and you're thinking, I want to hang up at the end of the day, right? At the end of the transfer over. If you click hang up both lines, it will disconnect the opener, you, the prospect, and also the closer from the call too. You will lose everything, okay? And we have to call them back now. So avoid clicking hang up both lines. Hang up transfer line is when a mistake is made. So let's say I want to transfer over to 263, which is the extension for Andrew, for me, okay? But I accidentally hit 2633. Then I click dial. Well, it's not going to go anywhere. You're going to hear a hold music because that's not a real extension, okay? So if this happens, simply click hang up transfer line. This will disconnect the closer line but keep you and the prospect together. Then re-enter in the correct extension and then click dial with customer and it will get sent to the correct closer. Okay, so again, three items here on the right side. Leave through a call is the ones you want to click after you've successfully sent a TO. Hang up both lines is the one you want to avoid clicking. You do not want to click this button. And hang up transfer line is used when you make a mistake, where it's rare that you do, but if you do make a mistake, this is how to save the TO. Okay? Everybody following? Yes, Ange.
Okay, let's say, for example, the closer gave me opening steal, and I clicked on lead three-way call, and then suddenly the call got disconnected with the closer. And who's going to call back? Is it me?
Great question. So it really depends. Sometimes the closer will say, oh, it got disconnected. I got it. I'll call it. And sometimes they'll say, oh, we're disconnected. Okay, go ahead and give a call back, and if they pick up, let me know, right? And it usually depends on the quality of the TO. The more qualified it is, they're going to be excited about, hey, no worries, Angie, I got it. You keep making phone calls, I'll take this one, right? And they'll make a call back. But if they feel like it wasn't as qualified, maybe they hung up because they weren't interested, for example, they'll say, you know what, you call back, and if you can spark interest, then let me know, right? So it really sort of depends on the situation, Angie. Good question, though. Cool. Okay, guys. So that's how to transfer over calls, right? We're going to now go over pause codes and dispositions. I will come back to this. I promise you, we will come back to transferring overs and learning about how they work when we do our mock phone calls, okay? I just have a couple things I want to go over with you guys. So let's go ahead and hang up. Now, I said never click hang up, but in this case, we're in training,